In Genesis 2, we're given some of the details of creation, which were summarized in chapter 1. There are some critics, mostly secular, some religious, whom I might even call destructive skeptics, who insist that there are two divergent accounts of creation found in Genesis 1 and 2, that they were written by different authors, and that they clash. Nothing could be further from the truth. What's happening is that in Genesis 1, creation is summarized, and in Genesis 2, we're given details. For instance, we're told in Genesis 1:26 of the divine resolve to create man in the image and likeness of God. In chapter 2, we're actually told specifically how God did it. It says that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I have to say here that there are a large number of Christians, and I think they're real Christians, who subscribe to something like what we might call theistic evolution. The way they maintain Christianity and allegiance to the Bible and an acceptance of the evolution narratives simultaneously is they invest Genesis 1 and 2 with a poetic elasticity, which relieves them of any sort of literal interpretation of what's going on here. Now, I'm not a scholar, and I think only those schooled in the natural sciences should handle those kinds of questions. But I will say this, Adam had no organic antecedents. That's clear. His antecedents were mineral. That's what the scripture says. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and I hope you'll visit us at Rampart Publications. .com